Jackie Best Crow, the ODA Managing Editor and host of Oddcast. I'm here with a few members of our Executive Committee to talk about membership benefits and why you should renew your membership. So could you guys start by introducing yourselves?
I'm Sharon Parsons. I'm a general dentist in Columbus, Ohio. I'm the current president-elect of the ODA.
I'm Steve Moore. I'm a general dentist in Westchester, Ohio, and I am the president of the ODA.
Hi, I'm Nedja Essman. I'm an endodontist from Medina, Ohio, and currently I'm the secretary of the Ohio Dental Association.
Could you guys tell me why is organized dentistry important to you?
There are many reasons why I think it's important to be a member of organized dentistry. Our advocacy, of course, is one of the biggest benefits. We present things to the legislators that they don't understand, issues that that we find important on our behalf. But the most one of the most important thing to me is the intangibles, is the friendships I've made over the years being a member. It's people I would have never gotten to know otherwise, and it's been wonderful.
For me, it makes me feel like I'm a part of everything. I can network with colleagues, I can share ideas. And like Steve said, I think it helps put us in the driver's seat in our profession and where our profession goes in the future, both for us and for the good of our patients.
For me, organized dentistry offers all of those things, naturally some friendships, networking opportunities, but to be honest, it was something that I think was very critical to having the identity of being a dentist. I think it's one way where we are in control of our profession, as Sharon mentioned, that really prevents other people from making decisions for us. We've seen it happen across other professional organizations, and I think we're able to also collectively meet the demands of people who practice in many different treatment modalities, whether they're in large groups or they practice solo. And I think the only way to do that is when you are part of an organization.
So how did you guys all get involved in organized dentistry?
Well, first of all, I thought it was important to understand what's going on in organized dentistry. So I was invited to a local component meeting and it went from there. And then member, Berta Howard, asked me to try to get on a council at the ODA. And I was lucky enough to do it. It grew from there. And here I am.
I would say it's pretty much the same. It started at the local level. I was invited at a meeting to get involved in something. Then I was encouraged to try for a council at the state level. I was nervous about it. I thought, oh my gosh. But once I got there, I realized how important it was and how much we really had in common and the good that we were doing. And that kept driving me.
So for me, I graduated from dental school in 1995, and I think it was in an era where, I mean, that's just what you did. When the application came, I filled it out, and I didn't think much of it. I wasn't very involved. But for me, it really changed when I became an associate with another endodontist. And it's funny, he didn't offer to pay for my CE, but he offered to pay for my malpractice and all my association dues. And I said, oh, can I take it in salary instead of you paying my dues? And he said, no, I want to pay for the dues. So it opened up a question as to why. And he really explained to me a lot of the things that we enjoy as dentists happens as a direct result of being part of the organization. And whether we're actively doing something or we're just participating by being a member, we are helping our group as a whole, and that was very meaningful for me. And now I'm participating, and I feel very excited to do so.
That's great. How do you guys see advocacy as a membership benefit?
There's a list of regulations that would have been placed upon us had it not been for the effort of the Ohio Dental Association. I mean, medical waste provider, the terminal dangerous drug distributor license, things that we would have had to be burdened with, much that would have made practicing dentistry so much more difficult and expensive.
I mean, I think it's huge. with the mid-level provider thing. I mean, if we didn't have the ability to stand up for ourselves, to advocate with lawmakers, we would have everyone else telling us how we were going to practice dentistry and treat our patients, and that's wrong on so many levels.
Well, what's amazing too is just the ability to have a very, very astute team to actually even guide us as to what are the potential threats, and to strategize and be in front of an issue is huge. So I think that that's, you know, that's really, really important.
What about ODASC? Do you guys use ODASC products? Do you see those products as a membership benefit?
Definitely.
I do. I think one of the biggest, best benefits been for me is the credit card processing fees. The money I've saved, the fees I've saved on what I was paying, more than pays my dues each year. So that alone makes your ODA dues very well worthwhile.
Right, and I know that it's something I can trust.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there's so many choices out there, you don't know which thing to choose. Right, so it's already been vetted. Plus, I know if I have a problem with something, I pick up the phone and call and say, hey, you know, something's not right, and there's someone on it right away.
Yep. So this, you know, is interesting because in a competitive hiring market, you know, people ask about health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for the longest time, I just, you know, felt I couldn't offer it until I did the research and found out that it's very, very easy, even though to include even a few members of your staff in the healthcare, you know, the health insurance. It's quite a competitive policy. It was easy enough to do, so I think for sure.
So what's an easy way for dentists to become more involved? You know, the executive committee may not be the first step for many people, so what's a real easy way for someone who might be a member but isn't quite as engaged to start becoming more involved?
Go to general membership meetings at your local component. If you want to get more involved than that, all you have to do is ask someone there, what do you need help with? And it's as easy as that. I think you'll be guided along the way.
Does anybody have anything else to add about membership benefits?
I think something that we haven't brought up is the Leadership Institute.
Yes.
I think that's a huge member benefit. I didn't, you know, until I went to one, I kept thinking, how are they going to teach me to be a leader? You know, what's this all about?
Mm-hmm.
But once I've got there, I realized, okay, I have learned something, and I've always taken something home.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a win.
And our Leadership Institute is free for members, so it's a really great benefit to take advantage of. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being here on
our podcast.
Thank you
very much.
Due statements were mailed and emailed out this fall. You can renew your membership online at oda.org/renew by mail to the Ohio Dental Association at P.O. Box 182039, Department 367, Columbus, Ohio 43218, by fax to 614-486-0381, or by phone at 800-282-1526. Thank you for listening to the Ohio Dental Podcast. Be sure to tune into future episodes of the podcast to hear more about the benefits of being an ODA member. The views expressed in Oddcast are solely those of the individual and do not necessarily represent the view of the Ohio Dental Association. The speakers are intended to offer opinions, information, and general guidance and should not be construed as legal advice or as an endorsement by the ODA. Dentists should always seek the advice of their own legal counsel regarding specific circumstances.